95.5 GLO. I have Tom with me from Ironwood Homes, who's the new builder on the Dream House this year. Welcome, Tom.
Well, thank you for having me.
So I mentioned you're new this year, but you've built the Dream House before, correct?
That is correct. I built it in 2011 and 2012.
So then what made you decide to get involved this year again? Do you have personal connections with St. Jude?
St. Jude's a great organization and a great quest to help out the kids, and just there's a multitude of reasons to be involved, and it's a privilege.
You guys build homes all the time, so maybe it just feels like another job, but maybe not. How does it make you feel that what you are building right now is going to directly impact the lives of children being treated at St. Jude, whether it's in Memphis or even right here in Peoria?
It's humbling, really. You know, I get to build a house, which is something that I can do. I do have the knowledge and the resources. We get a lot of great partners to come on board. We have a lot more flexibility with putting items in the house. St. Jude has great national sponsors that help out as well with like Shaw Flooring. So my flooring choices are kind of endless. Brizo Faucets, I get to put a lot of high-end faucets in and do some different items there. Train is a national sponsor as well with them. So the heating cooling system's taken care of. So that allows me to focus on some other areas and just make sure we're building a great project for St. Jude to give away and raise some money. By being involved before and being down to the hospital, you know, the house sounds like such a big donation and that, but really we're just a small piece of what St. Jude does, and it's all for the families and the kids and getting them better and finding a cure for cancer.
I completely agree. I agree with you too on, you know, this is what I can do. I can interview you. I can put this on the station and all that. I'm not a doctor, but we can all help in our own ways, and I love that you brought that up. So what everybody wants to know, tell us about the house.
Oh, the house, it's a ranch home, three bedrooms, good sized master, a lot of windows and a lot of light in the home. In the dining room, the entry, and the great room, I've got some 12-foot ceilings, so it brings a lot of height and openness to the plan, so it feels like a really big house. But yet, you know, living there, it'll still be cozy and homey. And like I said, I mentioned earlier, the options of products that I get to put in there, something a little different, and I think it'll be good. I want everybody to come out to the open houses that we'll have and see the house and buy some tickets.
I can't wait to see it in person. The renderings just look amazing of what I've seen. And you can see the picture of the rendering of the house at our website. The grand opening's March 18th. How's the building looking for grand opening?
We're looking good for the March 18th, the grand opening. Everything's going well. We're under roof. We've got the drywall up. We're doing hardwood flooring in the house right now and tile. So we're on track to be looking really good for people to come through and view the home.
That is great. I will at least be there, I know, for the floor signing party, which I think happens in February.
Yep, mid-February.
And I'll be out there several times just trying to encourage people to come out and buy tickets from here. Thank you so much for not only being here to talk with me today, but building this gorgeous house, because it is. I can't even reiterate enough how gorgeous this house is for the Dream Home. And obviously, none of this entire fundraiser would happen without a home to sell. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. And we're glad to be a part of it. And if anybody has any more interest in seeing the progress of the house, there's a Facebook page, St. Jude Dream Home Peoria, and you can kind of check on some things there.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Find more information on the St. Jude Dream Home at 95.5GLO.com.